AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Louisville, Kentucky is a mess.
Massive amounts of flooding, many roads closed, you know, some even having washouts.
Andrea Clifford is with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. The mayor in Louisville says there were 160 water rescues. In eastern Kentucky, there is a search going on for a mother and child swept away by rushing water. President Obama is among those mourning the 148 people killed in a terror attack at a university in Kenya. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has the story.
The president says he and the first lady share in the world's horror over the attack by gunmen of the Al-Qaeda offshoot Al-Shabaab. Many of the dead at Garissa University College were students. All, he says, were brutally and brazenly massacred. Obama has telephoned Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta with condolences, and in a written statement he says he knows firsthand the resilience of the Kenyan people, who will grieve but not be deterred. Aides say Obama also will not be deterred from plans for a July visit to the land of his father's birth. Mark Smith at the White House.
A new survey says whites approve of police officers hitting people in far greater numbers than blacks and Hispanics do. University of Kansas professor Charles Epp says this goes along with the experiences of different drivers.
Black drivers in particular not uncommonly experience actions by police officers that are not fair and that cross over a line of acceptability.
Police in Las Vegas say they're worried about the welfare of five children left in a home with a couple wanted for questioning in the death of a three-year-old girl. The girl was found in a home along with a four-month-old who's in the hospital in critical condition. Sarah Brady has died. She and her husband, former White House Press Secretary Jim Brady, pushed for changes in gun control. This is AP Radio News. Some operations have been suspended at Bluebell Ice Cream.
Bluebell Ice Cream says it's suspending operations at an Oklahoma plant that officials had connected to listeria illnesses and three deaths. It says it's taking the voluntary action out of an abundance of caution. Last month, the company and health officials said a contaminated 3-ounce cup of ice cream was traced to a plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 10 products recalled earlier were from a plant in Texas where the company's headquartered. The recall started after 5 patients in Kansas got sick with listeria while hospitalized. Officials determined at least 4 drank milkshakes containing Bluebell ice cream. 3 died. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The AP Men's College Basketball Player Coach of the Year is Kentucky's John Calipari. Player of the Year, Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky. Both are in the Final Four in Indianapolis this weekend. Unbeaten Kentucky plays Wisconsin later today. Michigan State plays Duke. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.